Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A La Nina storm system has drenched Northern California and parts of the Pacific Northwest with heavy rains overnight. Some flooding and mudslides are being reported in parts of California. It also caused widespread power outages in California and Washington State. Just under 150,000 homes in California and 64,000 homes in Washington State were without power this morning. The Canadian Coast Guard has reported a fire spewing toxic gas from a container ship has been stabilized and that it planned to deploy firefighters to the vessel to quell the rest of the blaze this morning. The fire had been burning since Saturday night on the Zim Kingston. It's anchored off the city of Victoria in British Columbia, northwest of Seattle, Washington. According to Radio Canada, 40 containers were lost into the Pacific Ocean during the incident. Baseball's World Series is set. Game 1 for the Atlanta Braves versus the Houston Astros is Tuesday evening on Fox. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Is spending our way out of inflation a good idea? Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
Inflation suddenly a big concern for the U.S. economy, and Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says as the White House pushes for passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the big social spending package, Americans should realize that neither one of them will accelerate inflation.
Both of those are spending over 10 years, not in a single year. The rescue package did involve substantial spending this year.
She told CNN State of the Union that the inflation Americans are dealing with right now isn't something she expects to be a long-term problem. And she said those two bills will be huge boosts to the U.S. economy, if nothing else. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Monday Night Football tonight on ESPN will have the Seattle Seahawks host the New Orleans Saints. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As the Virginia gubernatorial race sees President Obama campaigning for Democrat candidate Terry McAuliffe over the weekend, Republican Glenn Youngkin on Fox News says he's confident heading down the home stretch.
Well, I think what it tells you is the sun is setting on Terry McAuliffe's 43-year political career, and they're doing anything they can to try to get the spotlight off the fact that he's sinking. And they're bringing in everybody they can to campaign with him. They haven't quite figured out what to say about me because they know that what I'm working on is what Virginians want me to work on. Get our taxes down. Fix our schools. Get our neighborhoods safe again. And let's get the economy going so we can have more jobs. And my partner has nothing to say about any of that. You know, one of the great things about this last home stretch is that it's Glenn Youngkin campaigning in Virginia. And Terry McAuliffe wants it to be against anybody other than me. And I'm campaigning, and by the way, you've seen, the crowds are huge. Virginians are so excited about electing a Virginian, someone who's going to go work for them. Yeah. And what they want to know is that I stand for the things they want me to stand for. This is why it's so exciting. The funny thing is that Terry McAuliffe needs to bring in all of these other personalities to try to bail him out when his campaign is absolutely sinking. And Barack Obama said yesterday that this is a turning point. Yeah, you bet it's a turning point because Virginians are so tired of what Terry McAuliffe and the left liberal progressives have done to Virginia, it's a turning point, all right. They're going to turn my way.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
I really believe we are getting closer to getting this country back on track. Maybe we just had to experience enough pain to realize the Democrats were not lying to us. They were sincere in what they wanted to do in opening the borders and offering free health care and dismembering our Democratic Republic. Now do you understand what they're doing? I mean, you know, let's not be delusional about this anymore. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Matt Brainerd with us. Matt is the executive director of Look Ahead America. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, Matt, I appreciate the time, and we've got lots to catch up on. But I'll tell you, to me, the bellwether sign is what's going on in Virginia, more than people realize. I mean, so much so that the Democrats can't get enough of Barack Obama. I mean, they're so desperate that even two of the people that they said, that Terry McAuliffe said would not be of much help, they're bringing them in, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, are the Democrats in some sort of identity crisis here or what?
You know, McAuliffe is a difficult candidate to get behind because people loved Obama. People love Trump. People kind of, they're politicians you can get excited about. But I just can't find anybody. And I live in Virginia. I just voted, by the way. I can't find anybody that's hyped for McAuliffe.
Right.
And so when you can't hype your constituency around a candidate, well, what do you do instead? Well, you demonize the opponent. So, you know, they're like, oh, we can't have that guy. I've got to vote for, you know, this guy I don't really like. Guy's a little creepy, milquetoast, whatever, just a throwback, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they try to completely demonize the opponent. And the problem is that Youngkin does not lend himself to that characterization. It is not convincing. They're trying to turn him into, you know, Donald Trump or whatever nightmare right-winger scenario. And, you know, it just doesn't stick with Youngkin because he's sort of this fresh face. He kind of came out of nowhere. He's extremely articulate, well-spoken. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he needs to say and where he needs to be on the political spectrum to win that race. So it's you know, they're throwing the punches at him, but they're just not landing. It doesn't matter who they bring in to do that. And that,
right.
You know, some very good friends of mine at Signal polling from put out a survey, I think it came out last night or today, showing them neck and neck. And remember, McCall's been leading for most of this race, so if they're neck
right.
and neck now, that probably means the momentum is with Youngkin, and I think, honestly, momentum is with Youngkin. Then we could, this other problem, though, is because when you have these extended voting times, you know, like a month, things that happen late, like momentum, have less of an impact because so many people have voted. So I guess my question that I'm curious about is how many people have already voted and how have the recent events regarding parents and administrators overlooking girls getting raped in bathrooms in public schools, how much of that happened after many people had already voted and maybe just said, I'll just vote for the Democrat because they always do, when if they knew
right.
what they knew now – maybe they consider an alternative.
Right. We're back to the 2020 election again, when they said, had I known about Hunter Biden, 15% said they would not have given a vote to Joe Biden. But, you know, that understood. We see Stacey Abrams there in Virginia, and with Stacey comes this this stigma of voter fraud. What does it look like there in Virginia, Matt? Have they sealed up any kind of, you know, voter shenanigans that took place, you know, just a year and a half ago?
I can tell you that the reason we faced the problems we did in 2020 to a great extent was that those on the Republican side were not prepared for it, because the best way to stop it is before it happens. And from what I can tell you is that I believe that the Youngkin campaign and his allies, particularly in Northern Virginia, have been doing a pretty good job of monitoring the situation. I know that some of the counties wanted to sort of change some of the rules at the last minute, and Youngkin's people jumped right on that and put a stop to it. I'm not saying the system's going to be perfect this time. There's only one way to find out, you know, eventually. But I think that on the side of doing it when it matters, you know, preventing this when it matters, which is before the election, I think they're on their game. I think they've learned some lessons, and I think some people who are ordinarily not aware of potential problems are now very aware of it and very passionate and engaged. And I think that's going to go a long way to stopping any kind of a potential bad actions.
How's the enthusiasm there? Has it quelled? Because this was one of the concerns, is that because of, you know, suspicions of voter fraud and all that we've gone through in the past year, that some of the electorate are getting disenfranchised. Are you sensing that in Virginia?
I am not. I'll be frank with you. And I've observed elections in Virginia, and Look at America has observed them. We find them to be fairly cleanly run. Now, statutes in terms of governing how the races are run, we may have some disagreements with that, but to the best of our ability to observe, most of the people that are working in the polls, they're what we would call go-go's. It's a old phrase from Chicago, but they're sort of liberals. They're Democrats, but the go-go means good government. So it gets abbreviated to go-go. And there are folks who, yeah, they think the government has a big role to play, but they want to be run well and competently and without any sort of, as opposed to the corruption Tammany Hall Democrat types. That's sort of
exactly
the contrast is. So my observation is that pretty much everybody I've encountered in the polling places and in that apparatus have been of the go-go variety. So I don't anticipate any great problems. I do notice a lot of enthusiasm for Youngkin in Northern Virginia, because it's typically a Democrat stronghold. I'm just driving around the last couple of days, and I'm seeing a lot of Youngkin signs. In fact, far more than I thought, even Trump signs, and certainly more than some of the other Republicans who've tried to take the governorship in years past.
One last question regarding Virginia, Matt, because you were there. A 10-point differential between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I still have a hard time getting my brain around that. Am I being stubborn?
You know, I can tell you one thing, is that I don't think that the Trump campaign invested heavily in Virginia. And so that's sort of my baseline. So if you don't take a whole lot of actions, and you know that there are a lot of government employees who live in Northern Virginia who were very pissed off by the president's attempt to rein in government, to enact regulatory reform, to cut off the endless supply of cash and blood to the many Beltway Department of Defense contractors. And that had an effect where it was basically directly threatening people's livelihoods because of all the good that President Trump was trying to do. So it doesn't entirely surprise me, but it does disappoint me.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. That makes a little bit more sense. Thanks for clarifying that, Matt. What happens if Youngkin wins the governorship of Virginia? How does that portend for Democrats, not only for the midterms but for 2024?
I think you're going to see a whole lot of Democrat incumbents in the House and Senate announce their resignations because they don't want to go to an election in a really bad red wave here.
So you're seeing, without a doubt, I mean, I'm nervously and optimistically seeing a red wave. I guess that's my sentiment and emotion right now, because, you know, we know Republicans sometimes they've become famous for stealing victory, you know, or stealing defeat from the jaws of victory.
Right, and like I said, here's the problem that the Democrats...
I'll tell you what, okay. we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Matt Brainerd, the Executive Director of Look Ahead America, right after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. This year, the Tide Ministry is celebrating our 75th year of gospel proclamation. In honor of that accomplishment, we're hosting a day trip on October 28th to the Museum of the Bible to see original artifacts used by our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, for his Gospel Tide Hour radio broadcast. The museum is displaying the very microphone used by Reverend Byers, along with a songbook dated from 1939 that inspired the ministry's name. It is such a privilege to have artifacts in the museum, and we're honored to be included in the history of biblical missions. We pray this trip to the Museum of the Bible will reinforce the wonders of God's Word as we strive to bring the Savior to life for others around the globe who need to experience Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can pray for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing God's Word in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Matt Brainerd is with us, Executive Director of Look Ahead America. I was sharing with Matt at the break that, as you know, I had said early on prior to the 2020 elections that the Democrats, what I had seen was that there was going to be such an overreach by them for what they were trying to propose. They were trying to do it through sleight of hand, as you recall. But I thought this was going to be the end of the Democratic Party, that it was going to, there was going to be such a shock for them in 2020 that there was going to be a disenfranchisement of Democrats and leadership that they were going to have to, you know, step back and come together and do some soul searching. Now, I may have been too prescient in that vision that I saw, because here it is with what's happening in Virginia, what looks to be happening possibly in the midterm election, and then 2024, that we're starting to see before our eyes maybe what I saw happening a year ago. And I was asking Matt about, and Matt says, look, let's save it for the show, because he has a perspective on this as well. Matt, what do you say?
Okay, so just imagine the situation that we're in here, okay? Things in the country are not going very well. There's a lot of problems, and part of it is a function of Democrat policies actually not really working very well, not being implemented well, not being well thought out. Basically, you can't govern the country with bumper sticker phrases, right? So things are not going very well on a lot of different fronts. Now, typically when you have the presidency, you are accountable for all the bad things that happen that kind of weigh you down and weigh your whole party down, right? So you've got all that negative right. That comes with having the White House, all the responsibility. There's the buck stops there. But you typically also have something else to counter that, and that is the bully pulpit. You have the presidency. You can zoom in all over the country on Air Force One and typically have a president who can go and at least fire up the base, get people excited, change the narrative, you know, triangulate like Bill Clinton used to do, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. Or, you know, but they have right now, the Democrats have the White House and all the responsibility, but they do not have the bully pulpit. So imagine having the White House without having the bully pulpit, because your president is effectively senile. I do not know what's wrong mm-hmm. with him, but he is not capable of doing the bully pulpit work. He just, it doesn't work for him. And it's like you're missing a major component that ordinarily would offset a lot of the problems that an administration would have. And I think you see that happening to some extent. Look, regardless of who wins in Virginia, if it's very, very close, it's almost the same as Youngkin. No, Youngkin winning, it's going to be an earthquake. But even being very close in a heavily Democrat state, that if you just adjust every other congressional district the same way that Virginia is getting adjusted, Trump versus Biden, and then make the adjustment for whatever Youngkin ends up, you're basically, it's a tide that's going to wash away so many Democrats. Their careers are going to be over. There's nothing that can save them. And I don't see the president using the bully pulpit to be able to turn any of this around. And I don't see a life raft coming that can stop all of these many problems that are coming up. Now, you've got the supply chain issues. They're only going to get worse. It's going to be a really sad Christmas for a lot of people. Inflation rearing its head. It's looking like Jimmy Carter era age. But, you know, Jimmy Carter could go on TV and is kind of sympathetic and put on a sweater. This president, I mean, it's just, he's just not there. So, you'll see, I expect, especially in part because they're going to make the excuse that I was waiting to decide whether to run or not based on redistricting, because that's also happening, is that I expect you to hear a lot of announcements, even more of Democrats retiring from Congress.
Matt, the other thing that happens is that, you know, even under the Clinton era, you had what Hillary Clinton referred to as plausible deniability. With Biden, there's no plausible deniability. I mean, it's a mess. I mean, you can't justify. I mean, I was just looking. A friend of mine had just sent me a picture of the gas tank there in California. Gas over $7 a gallon in California? I mean, this is absurd. And the inflation rate continues, and like you say, supply chain disorder. They see right off their coast there's over 100 container ships just sitting out there floating. It is absolutely nuts. And like you said, this is all on Biden. And the thing is what's being, you know, that people have to really square up in their heads is that the policies are Marxist in origination. I mean, even his Build Back Better plan. I mean, you know, we know that Biden hasn't come up with anything on his own creatively. He took that from the World Economic Forum, and the World Economic Forum wants everybody in lockstep to a one world government. Well, that has nothing to do with America First. It is America like everybody else, or America worst. And so all these are antithetical to a free republic. And this is becoming quite obvious in short order, thank God. I mean, in less than a year, this is fully exposed.
It is. And there's so many different currents. There are currents that are helpful to the left. There are currents that are harmful. There are currents that are helpful to the right. I just sort of wonder, I wonder of so many of the voices that say, hey, there's no point in voting because of what happened last time. I always have believed that that is, at least in terms of my ability to measure it, and I don't think anybody gets to trump me on knowledge of illegal ballots were cast in the last election, et cetera. But my fear is that that actually has a bigger impact than the number of illegal ballots could, and that it demoralizes. In fact, I think that's why the left benefits, and they don't seriously want to counter or do anything to counter the narrative about there being mass voter fraud shifting the election, because it's helpful to them. The more that people think that their vote doesn't matter, the more they're discouraged from voting, and that makes their victories much easier. It makes any kind of illegal ballots much less necessary. So I do hope that people understand that that nothing's going to get fixed if they don't vote. We have a chance of fixing things if they do, and if they get active in other ways, like volunteering at Look Ahead America, getting engaged in community organizing. That's the only way we're going to save this country. Sitting on the sidelines and just saying, tut, oh, isn't it a shame, is it's not going to get us anywhere fast, not anywhere good.
Well, Matt, what you're suggesting is now is the time. The longer we wait, the more of an uphill battle it'll be. So now is the time to respond. You cannot put it off. Yes, I understand you may be discouraged and your feelings may be hurt about this, but we the people, it is really a command. It is a rallying cry for free-loving, liberty-loving Americans who have to participate. This is a participatory government. You cannot lay back. You lay back and you get the government that you have right now. We've got a couple of minutes left here, Matt, and I wanted to get an update on Justice for J6. Where are we?
Well, we successfully had rallies all over the country, despite many people naysaying it. Our rally in D.C. was a tremendous success. Everybody came, had a good time, learned something, learned a lot, I hope, and then went home safely, just as was planned. And our rallies all across the country, all 17 of them, went off without a hitch. We're looking at having another rally in Dallas within the next month or so to keep the momentum going. And we're continuing to pursue our complaint with the United Nations. And next week we'll be launching our new podcast where we feature a political prisoner to tell us their story. And it's very intimate and very disheartening when, you know, it's one thing to read about these conditions, but when you hear somebody in their own voice talk about their political persecution in a country where you never expect that to happen, it really opens your eyes. And we're seeing that the public is increasingly agreeing with us. We're seeing small indications that judges are finally beginning to get it, because they are not immune to public pressure. They feel it, they hear it, they see it, as well as more and more political leaders beginning to speak out on the issue and speak out with increasing volume. And that's what we want. That's the only way we can fix this problem, really, because, you know, it's not like I can just barge into a courtroom.
No, exactly. How many of our fellow Americans are being held as political prisoners right now? What's the number?
Well, I would say that it's probably around 70 right now around the country. But, you know, we also consider political prisoners people who have been arrested and released on home release because they're political prisoners. They're being politically persecuted. Yeah. And there's one very big name that I think we can add to that list, and that's Steve Bannon. A man who wasn't even at the Capitol, but is being politically persecuted because of a witch hunt that doesn't make any sense.
Yes, exactly. And as you said, it sounds familiar. 15 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up, Matt. Tell how people can get in touch with you and be a part of the answer with Look Ahead America.
Well, I'm always glad to be on the show. Listen, nothing's going to change unless you get engaged with community organizing. So please volunteer at Look Ahead America.
You thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history? You're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75%. 0.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 1172. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A La Nina storm system has drenched Northern California and parts of the Pacific Northwest with heavy rains overnight. Some flooding and mudslides are being reported in parts of California. It also caused widespread power outages in California and Washington State. Just under 150,000 homes in California and 64,000 homes in Washington State were without power this morning. The Canadian Coast Guard has reported a fire spewing toxic gas from a container ship has been stabilized and that it planned to deploy firefighters to the vessel to quell the rest of the blaze this morning. The fire had been burning since Saturday night on the Zim Kingston. It's anchored off the city of Victoria in British Columbia, northwest of Seattle, Washington. According to Radio Canada, 40 containers were lost into the Pacific Ocean during the incident. Baseball's World Series is set. Game 1 for the Atlanta Braves versus the Houston Astros is Tuesday evening on Fox. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Mike O'Neill joins us, the Assistant General Counsel, Barbara K. Olson, Legal Counsel, from our friends. And I appreciate Mike taking the time to join us now. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to talk about, Senate Democrats again pushing to prevent the unconstitutional nationalization of elections. I mean, there's no question between H.R. 1 and S.1, you know, the pressure's on. They saw what happened in the 2020 elections, and they want to codify these suspicious shenanigans that took place less than a year ago. Break that down,
exactly,
for us, if you would.
Exactly. And what you saw in the 2020 election is you saw states expand their voter access, and you saw a very large expansion of vote-by-mail or absentee ballot voting. And unfortunately, with a lot of those, there wasn't the necessary protections because it was a rushed process and state election officials weren't adequately trained in all the intricacies of vote by mail. States didn't enact the necessary protections along with those vote by mail that commands it. And so you had a lot of opportunities for chaos. You had a lot of opportunities for uncertainty, and which certainly arose. Now states are trying to do the work behind the election, after the election, unfortunately, and they're trying to do the necessary work to kind of buttress the security of the vote-by-mail process. That means ensuring that signature verifications are on mails, properly training election officials in signature verifications, ensuring that ballots are received well before an election so that you can have an accurate count, so that election officials aren't inundated with ballots on election day or election night, prohibiting ballot harvesting. And all of this stuff, all of these measures are permissible under a lot of recent decisions from the U.S. Supreme Court. In 2013, the Supreme Court ruled that a section of the Voting Rights Act, which obligated states to go through preclearance, was no longer necessary. Later on, in another case out of Ohio, the Supreme Court ruled that states could take measures to clean up their voter rolls to ensure their voter rolls were up to date and accurate. And then again last year, in the Brnovich decision, the Supreme Court ruled that could enact reasonable measures, like I was just describing, to ensure that voting is protected in the integrity of the system. And so what's happening now is the left is, through federal efforts, through Congress, is trying to dismantle all of that and federalize the elections and essentially remove those protections.
Mike, update us, if you would. You mentioned these various states. The perception of conservatives, particularly Republicans, is that the state sold everybody out. And I try to say, wait a minute, let's slow down here for just a moment. Let's evaluate and find out, because I just cannot believe right across the board that, all these states were proud of what they did. They might justify and say, well, considering what we had to do in the era of COVID, we did the best we can. Pausing and looking back, were there mistakes made? I mean, is there sense, as you delve into these states, are they having some culpability? And by that, I mean responsibility to say, we may have made some mistakes, but we're really going to batten down the hatches here, regardless of, Republican or Democratic interest, but in interest for, a free and fair election for this Democratic Republic. What is your evaluation?
Exactly. Well, first of all, you need to say that it's easier. Voting today is more open than it's ever been, and there's more opportunities to register to vote and to vote safely and accurately than there's ever been. But in, for example, Georgia, I'll give you, that's one that's been very controversial. Georgia has now enacted a lot of protections that I was just describing. Subsequent to, they were in the process of enacting those protections, and they are attempting to implement those protections because they recognize that there was a rushed kind of movement towards to vote by mail, and a lot of these states were overwhelmed. They weren't used to processing vote by mail ballots at the scale that they that they'd done in the past. So you went from, a couple thousand or a couple tens of thousands to millions of mail ballots. And those systems just weren't equipped to handle it back in 2020. Exactly. And so now they're trying to play catch up, and they're doing some good work. But unfortunately, what is happening is the left is trying to dismantle it. They haven't succeeded through the courts. So now they're going to Congress, and they're trying to have blanket rules and regulations imposed by Congress that will prohibit states from doing these sorts of things, from these kinds of reasonable protections that I was talking about. And essentially, they would go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
No. Go ahead. I'm taking notes here. You're awesome. Keep going. Breaking it down for us. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. So essentially what you're seeing is with this last bill that was shot down, they were attempting to federalize and put all of control of the electoral process, remove that authority from the states and put it in the hands of the Justice Department, in the hands of federal bureaucrats out of Washington, D.C., who can rule or the federal district court out of Washington, D.C., who are entrusted with authorizing changes to election procedures. So, for example, your state passed a law that said mail-in ballots had to be received, 3 days before Election Day to ensure that they're properly processed and counted. That law would have to go through approval from the Justice Department. And if you have career bureaucrats deciding whether that law has a discriminatory or a disproportionate effect on minority voters, they can cast that out and they can say, nope, state of Arizona or state of West Virginia, that law is wrong. It's invalid. You can't enact it. We're vetoing it. We're invalidating it. So again, you're saying here you're vesting control of all state elections, states have the original power to mandate to regulate the time, place, and manner of their elections. You're removing that power and you're putting it in the hands of bureaucrats out of Washington, D.C. Now, a good question here to ask yourself is there a need for this? And certainly not. There is no.
Well, I asked two questions, Mike. Is there a need? Number one. Number two, is it constitutional?
Well, certainly not constitutional. And number two, that there is no need. Again, starting, I referenced earlier, there was a decision out of 2013, the Shelby County decision, where the Supreme Court found that widespread systemic discrimination had largely been eliminated. Look, the 1965 Voting Rights Act was necessary. Nobody's going to argue that in 1965 that the Jim Crow laws that had been taking place in states throughout the South and other states were terrible and discriminated against minority voters. And it was necessary for those laws to be thrown out. And the good news is that the 1965 Voting Rights Act largely succeeded. In 2013, the Supreme Court found in Shelby County decision that voting registration and voting turnout between minority and non-minority voters was virtually the same. In fact, in some of those states, if you look at Mississippi, minority voters actually voted in numbers greater than non-minority voters. So it had succeeded to the point where minority voters were voting more than non-minority voters. And right. It succeeded in eliminating all those awful Jim Crow laws that everybody can agree were discriminatory and terrible and needed to be cast out. So that's great news. And also that the court had also found that minorities had achieved parity, excess parity, had held elective office in numbers greater than non-minorities, but it had succeeded. So there was no longer a need for Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. There was a residual clause in the Voting Rights Act, Section 2, which allowed you to go on a case-by-case basis and individual plaintiffs to challenge individual processes, and that still exists today. So you still have a way to challenge these laws if there is some sort of discriminatory law, if indeed you can find it. And that's what was used to bring a challenge in the Brnovich case out of Arizona. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a case where I just you had state of Arizona enacted law that prohibited ballot harvesting, and private plaintiffs challenged that prohibition on ballot harvesting under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which again is still a viable method, a viable tool, and the court found that there was no discrimination. So essentially what I'm saying here is there is no widespread systemic discrimination. The left had every opportunity to show their best case that there was this widespread systemic discrimination in this Brnovich case, which was just decided last year, and they could only mount anecdotal evidence. They could not show that there was any kind of widespread systemic discrimination. So the bottom line here is there is no need for federalization of our electoral process. A lot of states are doing a fine job. Some states are doing a terrible job. California is doing an absolutely horrible job because
we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Mike O'Neill from the Landmark Legal Foundation after this.
You guys know Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with Mike O'Neill from the Landmark Legal Foundation continues. He is the Assistant General Counsel with Barbara K. Olson, legal counsel as well. And as Michael was spelling out for us, I mean, here are the Democrats, you know, and which I think is quite coy on their part, trying to act like they are the ones to save the vote for minorities, okay? But my question is, where were the Democrats when it came time to abolish slavery with the 13th Amendment? Did you realize there was only 23 support to abolish slavery when the 13th Amendment was being debated? Only 23% of Democratic support, 100% Republican support. When the 14th Amendment came about, which gave citizens to freed slaves, there was 0% Democratic support. Where were the Democrats? They weren't even there. They were MIA. 94% was supported by Republicans. The 15th Amendment. The right to vote for all. Okay, surely the Democrats, I mean, here they are with all this passion in the modern era, you know, so concerned that minority vote has been ignored, you know, that they would be in numbers, right? 0% when it came time to support the 15th Amendment. 0%. 100% Republican support. Those are the facts. And meanwhile, the Democrats are doing everything they can to rewrite history and to pretend that they are in support of minority voting when, Mike, historically, the Democrats have been MIA. They haven't been interested. If there was anything that was done for minorities, even during the LBJ era, it was for one reason and one reason only, and that was for their vote. And as LBJ said, and in talking to the Southern Democrats, says, look, if we give this to the blacks, we will have them voting Democrat for the next 100 years. Wow. It's pretty close to true, isn't it?
Well, and you see, and as I was saying before, you see the left, they want to remove these protections. They want to remove reasonable protections. Look, the conservatives want fair voting. Everybody, every eligible voter to have an opportunity to vote, every opportunity to vote. And the left wants chaos, and they want removal of any reasonable protection. And again, the place where you can look best at where this is occurring, and you want to talk about controlled by the left, you can look out to California, where California has removed every reasonable protection that you could imagine. There is open voting, vote up, you know, register, open registration, no identification, automatic voter registration, and you see chaos. You see you see stories of individuals who show up on election day to vote in person only to be turned away and told that, no, your registration has been changed. You are only to vote by mail. They do not do – the state of California doesn't do any – does not make any effort to ensure the integrity of their voting – of their voting rolls. They don't take any ineligible voters and remove them. They don't make any effort to determine whether individuals are citizens or non-citizens. And you have absolute chaos out there. And
exactly. So to your point on there, I'm sorry, real quick, let me interject. Judicial Watch put pressure on them, and they got them to admit that there were 3 million names that needed to be removed from the voter rolls, but they only agreed to half the number. Now, whether or not, because I was talking with Tom Fenton and Chris Farrell, I said, well, do you know? No, in fact, that they agreed to remove half that number. So 1.5 million, did they do that? And they said, we don't know.
Right. There's no way to know, and then they'll resist any enforcement efforts that any individual or any groups try to make to ensure that they actually are held to their word or held to their agreement under those agreements. And what do you want? You want in-person voting. In-person voting is the gold standard here, because in-person voting, you're protected from undue influence. You're protected from those ballot harvesters who descend upon vulnerable populations and try to influence the way you vote. You're safe. You ensure your vote is legally cast. You show up at the ballot. You show up at your polling precinct on election day, and you cast your ballot into the secrecy of the secret ballot. Now that's ideal and perfect. Now, if you are going to have absentee ballots or absentee voting or vote by mail, states need to ensure that process is as secure as possible. It is inherently, and any reasonable person will concede that voting by mail is inherently riskier than voting in person. And I think you see there was a stat out by Rasmussen a couple weeks ago that said 65% of likely voters believe that expanded use of vote by mail will lead to more cheating. Well, of course, that is a reasonable conclusion here. So you want to have people voting in person. If you're going to promote vote by mail or absentee voting, you need to have election officials properly trained in how to process those ballots. You need to ensure that the process is secure. You need to ensure that you have accurate voter rolls so that individuals who are no longer reside in the state or are not citizens or have died aren't receiving registrations, aren't receiving ballots, because look what happens if you have that. You have over 100% of a given jurisdiction, or 110% of the population of a jurisdiction is still on the voter rolls because the state hasn't made any effort to remove those ineligible voters from the rolls.
And we know from the U.S. Postal Service, as a rule, 20% of a zip code will change every year, Mike. So if you're not updating it on an annual basis, well, then you're just leaving it wide open, for conjecture. And, like you said, the system is imploding and overwhelming itself just by its own systemic, setup. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. The nature of it. And think about the opportunities for failure when you are voting by mail. You can fail to obtain a registration form. Your ballot can be lost. Your registration form can be lost. You can fail the signature to sign your ballot. So the opportunities for fail when you are voting by mail are considerably higher than those opportunities to fail when you're voting in person. Again, this is why states should encourage and should make every effort to encourage individuals to vote in person on elections.
Exactly.
And they should, again, if you are going to engage in the inherently riskier process of vote by mail to ensure a fair and accurate election, and also ensure that the people believe, and this is ultimately the most important point here, is after election day, the citizenry has to have faith that the electoral process is fair and accurate. Because if the citizenry loses faith and believes that it was a cheat, that it was cheated, you're obviously always going to have a small percentage of people who are unhappy and are going to believe that the system cheated.
Yeah, but Mike, right now you're talking 60%. 60% of the people. I mean, this is not a small number anymore.
Exactly, and that's why it's incumbent upon the state to enact these provisions before the elections. And just to speak briefly on these after election lawsuits, as valid as they may or may not be, it's very, very difficult to have a court of law, have any given judge or justice on the Supreme Court, if you want to go all the way up to that high, want overturn an election after the election has been held. Judges and justices and courts are always going to look for an exit ramp to get those cases off their docket. They don't want to have to be accused of being political. This is why these laws and these provisions are so important before the election. This is why states have to stress test their systems, have to make sure they have properly trained individuals, have the necessary resources to conduct a fair and accurate election with the necessary safeguards if they're going to institute widespread vote by mail.
So outside of California, which is done, I mean, they've got a fork in themselves. They're not interested in holding free and fair elections, so you pretty much surrender that state. But going back to my original question to you, Mike O'Neill, is what's the state of the union in terms of free and fair elections? I have this sense for the most part, and it's not just red states. I'm seeing this happen in blue states, too. They have this sense of fair-mindedness. What's your assessment?
Mixed bag. I think that some states are doing a great job, and some states aren't. I mean, I see, like, Kentucky, I think it has done a great job. Florida, I mean, they just look on election night on Florida.
Yes.
Florida, you know, Florida really took a hard look at itself after the 2000 election. And what did they do? They instituted smart safeguards. They institute, they devoted the necessary resources. And now Florida, I mean, if you want to drop back 20 years, you can believe it.
Right.
Florida
yes.
now was the gold standard. And on election night, you saw that. They were able to conduct a fair and open, transparent election, something that they could be. A state like Virginia, unfortunately, is kind of a purple/blue state, and so you're seeing a lot of erosions of normal protections here. We have a governor race that's coming up here in the next couple of weeks, and so we're going to get a little bit of a stress test here. It's an off-year election, so turnout won't be as high, but it'll be as interesting to see what kind of if there's any kind of issues or problems with their with the vote by mail and how many more people are utilizing the vote by mail or absentee ballot, I guess if you want to call it Virginia, than normally would. So it's kind of, unfortunately it's patchwork, and that's kind of always be your answer here in the United States because we have, 50 states doing different things. Some states do it well and some states don't do it well.
Well, maybe we need some sort of grading on all these states, that you guys can do it. You just say, hey, here's the way we grade these. These states are getting A's, these are B's, these are F's, and that sort of thing. So that there's some just some visibility and some transparency on all this, because the sense that you get from the mainstream media and these other people is that, you might as well surrender, because after, with all the ballot harvesting they're doing, and, you hear of, 70 votes coming from one address and they're all being validated because, like you said, after the fact, they've overwhelmed the system in such a way, before they could kind of get away with it and say, well, the differential, the numbers we're talking about is a couple thousand, the candidate lost by, 20,000 votes. It's not even the zip code. Forget it, Stacey Abrams, for example, I mean, she's the classic one to talk about because she's out there fighting the cause, and how many thousands did she lose by? And as far as she's concerned, she's still running for governor,
Interesting, and that's the one thing is you hear, the left is caterwauling about the conservatives and the conservatives talking about the election. Keep in mind, Hillary Clinton, for years, all throughout the entire, probably to this day, will not concede that she lost.
Exactly.
16.
Michael, we got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back. Mike O'Neill from the Landmark Legal Foundation.
Looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS.